Province, your news. East Coast Radio News Watch.
A full-scale investigation has been launched into the Hall of Medicine found on the wreckage of a bus that crashed in Limpopo. Sunday's crash claimed the lives of 43 people. Most were Zimbabwean and Malawian nationals who were travelling home from the Eastern Cape. Buckets of ARVs, as well as boxes of other prescribed medication, were found on the bus. Authorities say it did not have the necessary documentation to transport medical cargo. Minister in the Presidency, Kumbutso Ntshavheni, says the bus was potentially smuggling pharmaceuticals.
The theft of prescription medicine, in particular ARVs, also undermines the fight against an HIV-free region, because people who are using those medications, because they are not continuous, they are going to develop resistance and thus creating a problem for the fight against ARV.
Meanwhile, Limpopo Premier Poppy Ramathuba says 34 bodies have so far been identified. South Africa saw a slight improvement in food security over the past year. That's according to a report by Stellenbosch University released today to mark World Food Day. The South African Food Security Index 2025 measured food accessibility, affordability, dietary diversity and stability. The report says improvements were seen in most provinces except the Eastern Cape. It found that more people had access to different kinds of food, while expanded school feeding schemes and lower food prices were also factors. Here's Professor Dieter von Pintel from Stellenbosch University.
In this new report, the food security index went up to 56.6, which is above average. In the previous year, it was 44.9, which was below average. So we've really crossed a threshold from bad to being in slightly better territory. It's quite positive to see this upward trend. It's supported by the fact that hunger has remained stable.
But nearly 20% of households still have poor dietary diversity, with the Free State being the worst. The report was commissioned by the ShopRite Group. And Senzo Mqunu has told Parliament's ad hoc committee that gaps in the handover between National Police Commissioners Kehla Sithole and Fani Masemola affected the operations of the Political Killings Task Team. The police minister, who is on special leave, has testified that a lack of a proper transition created delays and confusion, impacting budget approvals and oversight. Mqunu is responding to claims he ordered the disbandment of the task team to protect some members of criminal syndicates from being investigated. He's told Parliament the leadership gaps made it harder to assess the team's needs and effectiveness.
A new political imperative that say protect all the people of South Africa, make them feel safe. And in fact, it is aligned with the Constitution of the Republic. The Constitution of the Republic doesn't allow you to protect some and not others. It doesn't.
And a ceasefire along the frontier between Afghanistan and Pakistan is said to be holding. Pakistan is facing a resurgence of attacks against its security forces on its western border. Dozens of troops and civilians were killed in clashes there yesterday. Islamabad accuses Kabul of sheltering militants who plan their frequent assaults from Afghan soil, a charge the Taliban government denies. A 48-hour truce was agreed, with officials saying it's aimed at allowing time to find a positive solution through dialogue. Durban 21 tomorrow, Pietermaritzburg 23, Richards Bay 22. For Newswatch, I'm Dineo Mpahlele.